third parak of Horius Mishnah Dalet, Ezu Mashiach. Who is considered the Kohen Gadol that has the din of this Kohen Mashiach for this Korban? A Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcho. He was anointed with the special anointment oil for Kohanim and Beis HaMikdash use. Loi Merubim Megadim. But if they only gave him the 8 garments to wear and they didn't have the Shemen, which was in the time of the Beis Sheni, he does not bring this Korban. Ein Ben Kohen Mashiach. There's no difference between a Kohen Gadol that was anointed and one was not. It's just wearing the 8 garments. Ela parabal kol mitzvahs. Only this din that if he was not anointed, doesn't bring this special par if he paskened wrong and he did this issa b'shogeg. Ein ben kohen mishamesh the kohen she'ova. A kohen gadol who is presently working as a kohen gadol or a kohen gadol that was temporarily a Kohen Gadol to replace the Kohen Gadol who became Tummy and Yom Kippur, and eventually the original one came back and the replacement is now an Ovar. He's just not serving as a Kohen Gadol. There's no difference between the two of them according to this Tan of the Mishnah, El Apal Yom Kippur Masir Seifer. The Kohen Gadol which is active now, he'll bring the Korban on Yom Kippur, and he has to bring daily a Minchas Chavitim in the morning and the evening. Both of them are equal in respect to Avoida. They could do Avoida on Yom Kippur. And they're not allowed to marry a girl other than a Basula. Basur Malamona, they're both not allowed to marry an Almona. They're not allowed to go to the burial of their Kroivim. They're not allowed to leave their hair grow long, and they have ripped garments. If one of the two dies, someone who's Hayrig Vishagig will get out of the Ari Miklot. This is the Tan of our Mishnah. There's another Tan that holds that the Kohen Gadol She'ofer cannot be Ovid at all, since he cannot go down from his original Kedusha. But he can't work as a real Kohen Gadol either, because he can't have two Kohen Gadols.